Right.
I mean, I don't. I just know during that period. I asked Bill to do two exact sort of things, and he said that, you know, they wrote him off, he and I, sort of at the end of the day.
Right.
And I asked to look at that. But,
it shouldn't be given to you, as I understand the ball game.
It hasn't been, and I don't think it will be.
Yeah. Branches of copy has been burnt deliberately.
Because, as I said, he sort of just gave me a general gist of what I told you was common sense, and that was sort of sufficient for what I needed.
Yeah.
Didn't need so much detail. Anyway.
Fine. Yeah.
You know, other than personal things, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
So 58, what about in 62? Your dad wouldn't have known anything.
That he just had a coronary. Lorna Rouse's brother stayed with my father. Yes. In terms, one thing which I have never seen published, which to me is beautiful, and it can be seen also on the films, but I've never heard anyone else spell this out. And in 62, there were many hours just set. Sitting watching Baba giving darshan to literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And one thing which intrigued me, which I watched hundreds of times, I observed it, because it went like clockwork every time, was the Baba's economy of love and energy, of how he would obviously make everyone feel that special. Now, he was there, he'd greet someone, giving them their full attention. The moment that person bowed, took eyes off Baba, Baba would then greet someone else and gesture to them, and perhaps even another one. But always when that person's head came up, it was just clockwork. Baba would have finished greeting here and would be giving full attention to the person whose head has just come up. And if you look at some of the films with that in mind, you can see it to some extent. Now, that intrigued me hour after hour of, you know, the person bowed, you know, would he look back before the head comes up? And when Baba didn't meet, didn't give his attention back, it was always when the person did not look up at Baba anyway. They were just, you know, being ushered along or didn't. And, you know, in retrospect, the economy of energy, but while at the same time, I'm sure, I believe that nearly everyone would have felt that their welcome was special, or, you know, they were given full attention. It wasn't a half-hearted thing mixed up with somebody else's greeting.
When you went to Guru Mahat, see Baba work, did you have any sort of interaction with him yourself?
None that I can recall. Always a group.
There was no individual meeting.
Not that I was involved in. Can't answer.
And, that's about all the first decisions I had.
I don't understand that four photos mentioned there. I didn't have a clue what I took to reading that.
There were four large photos where Baba was basically given to individuals, and then.
No recollection of that?
Well, you know, like, I mean, he said, you know, where, how can we do this? And your mother said, why don't they be given to the ones at whose house other Baba learned comes that most frequently? That's the point.
No idea. I don't know the story. Baba gave two photos for the. Pardon? I'm sure it didn't. Two photos at Avatars that they were given in 58. And Baba gave explicit instructions how this was to be hung on this side of the doorway in the room and the other one outside the doorway, above the door to the room. And I think at the same time an instruction and no other photos for Barbara's room. I'm not positive on that last point, but I think so. They were hung after. They were framed after his visit.
He
presented two colour photographs. These were two coloured photos, which are still hanging, have been hanging since 1958.
One of the questions about Barbara during Barbara's lifetime.
No. With one thing just out of interest, I'll show you. He gave up art as a brilliant student because his words to me was he realised he had nothing to say. It wasn't till after Avatar's abode, perhaps it was still in Barbara's, it was in Barbara's lifetime, he definitely in Barbara's lifetime, in the 1960s, he suddenly realised, good, I do have something to say, and started sculpting and drawing Barbara's face, head. One of these efforts was brought over to Barbara in, I think it was when Bill came in 67, and then brought back with incredible words of encouragement. The father, you want me to enlarge the story?
Yeah.
The father got instructions cancelling the previous ones about farming on Avatar's abode. He was to make art, sculpture, his full-time work. Would you retract what I just said there? Barbara, in the 60s, encouraged my father to spend more time on it. The one who came in 67, my father was very unhappy with, but Barbara gave further encouragement with it, messages. He used to go and get his eyes tested, and all he got was that, you know, for his age, they were very good, like he just couldn't see the form as he'd like to. He got very sick, 1970. We had to carry about this wet clay for him. He couldn't carry it, and every now and again he'd, you know, unwrap the wet towel and ask someone to just move it a little bit, and he'd come up and occasionally just touch something or just scrape a little bit. Yeah. Then one day he said, "I don't think I'll ever," he was heartbroken, he said, "I don't think I'll ever be able to do any better." He just couldn't see the form as he claims he used to be able to. Anyway, he died a week later.
Sorry.
And we were left with the wet clay. And that's a very nice story. But we finally found a sculptor who not only would but wanted to do it.
All the sculpting is attempted by me to go down to the final. Yeah.
No, I haven't. I think Barbara said every centre, Barbara centre in the world will want to have a copy.
Well, how did Barbara do it?
Pardon? This is the 1967 model.
Oh, I thought that was a set.
No, that was a plaster. Well, my father, I think everyone, I'm not an artist, but the 1970 model, I think in most people's eyes, is far superior to the 1967 one.
So was this like
a small? No, it was life-size. It was just the stage my father was at, with sculpting Barbara's head. I think it was Bill who brought over. I can't think how it could have been anyone else. Tell me if my voice goes up again, will you?
But it was a
The only difference is this is a reproduction and that one, whereas the other was the original that came over. The one that's here was done originally in wet clay, which is now, you know, sort of reproduced solid. But most of the work my father did was working with plaster of Paris, which would dry and then carve a bit off or slap a bit on. And that's how he worked, did most of the work. I'm sure. I'm positive he did. There's no one else that could have been.
Did your father step down and send it back?
I don't know. Bill might know, but I think it was purely to show Barbara the progress and the idea of Barbara keeping it. I don't think my father. Look, Bill might know. I'm purely guessing. I think my father regarded it purely as a stepping stone to show Barbara the stage he was at, and he did not regard it as a completed work. And the fact that Barbara said every centre would want to have one, my father took that to mean, well, you know, when he's finished it, that one that came over, like I've still got it at home, but my father, you know, stopped work on that and worked on other ones.
But,
yeah. It's just sitting at home, I don't know what to do with it. I'm one of the few who are fortunate enough to meet Barbara on three different occasions. I know there's many Barbara lovers who it must hurt to some extent that they missed that opportunity. I must, well, nothing can track from the joy of being with Barbara. To me, the most intimate association with Barbara that I've had was not any of those times when I was with him. It's been Great Darshan 69, many an occasion at Avatar's abode, the tomb, Marazad, like it, they have been the most intimate moments, not the physical form.
Do you think
that's the gist of it is, if it's anything that can help sweeten the blow of not having met Barbara, I just, well, true, you didn't, and that was something, but in terms of having an intimate, loving, close relationship, I met him, but my most intimate times have been since. No, nothing could soften that blow, but it wasn't. I'm sure that pilgrims, etc., who come here, you know, their relationship with Barbara, I'm sure, is somewhat similar to mine, and mine is no different in my opinion because I met Barbara.
I know what you're saying, but I still feel like it was true of her death. You know, like, you had so much time with Barbara. And it's kind of like anytime I'm really jealous, it's not because I met Barbara, because it's like you remember it. Because, you know, if I had not found it before, you see, you remember now. Okay, I mean, just to remember that kind of how you are physically. You can't substitute those memories in the pictures and movies, and you just can't substitute them tomorrow.
No, nothing can soften the blow. But in terms of the relationship that counts.
That's right. No, that, yeah, and I don't feel bad about that.
In terms of the, it's wrong of me to try to go around softening blows, but like for some people, perhaps they haven't considered it that way. I'm not talking to you here. I'm a thought which perhaps others have not tried to state. But, it's absurd to assume that only those who met him can have an intimate relationship. That would be absurd. Well, from my point of view, closer. And that was one of the things I was trying to get across.
The man who wanted to
fly in the gate, the gate, the wide open. When he was open wide, right, And we were mostly witnesses. We women, at least, we were in on the end. And all these lovers of God, they were of Baba, they were professors, doctors, psychologists, bankers, servants, tailors, tailors, soldiers, tailors, all, you see. So for the first time, this man had come, who was a tailor, and he prided himself in the fact that he was such a good tailor. He was reputed to be very good. He just gave a glance at somebody, he'd know what size they needed, and he shifted. So he happened to be among that group of Baba, packed full of massive humanity. And one look at Baba, and he felt for Baba. He knew who Baba, he recognized. And all he wanted was, can I sew a coat for God? Will they allow me to make a coat for God? That's all he wanted. So even when Baba said, everybody at the end of the darshan, in 2 minutes flat, the place is to be empty. This man sneaked out somewhere. And when Eric went to the men's side, he said, can I, please allow me to make a coat for God? You know, I'm a reputed tailor, and I'm a hyphen. And Eric says, he will not allow, he will refuse. No, it's not that, you know. But, all right, you won, but you need a size. What are you talking about? Who are you talking to? He said, I just have to give a glance, and I know you don't need to do that. But you need the color of the coat. So he went home and he made the coat all night, and all day he was sitting and stitching the coat, and he came ready. And he gave it to Eric, and actually later with me, I'll show it to Bob. And Baba tried on, come back after he gave it time. So then it was taken to Baba. And Baba put it on. What Baba had to do for the love of his lover, he had no idea. So what Baba did was, and the coat was so long, the pockets were practically on the knees. Look what I had to put up with for my lover. And it looks like very hard, and I'll be scared on him. No, well, Bobby, now he's just a big cut. Shoulders in here. So it was given now back to Eric. And when the man came, and then I saw, and I swear, all he moved was just a little bit of the finger, one finger of each hand, just like this. And Eric was talking to him, falling over, and Francis was holding himself so he doesn't fall over Baba and they don't fall down. And Baba said to him, and Francis was dazed and amazed, and he looked at Baba and said, "Oh, Baba, you're strong." You know what Baba does? And don't forget. But if we just do that, where would we have the opportunity of feeling that we are giving, that we are helping, that we are that we can be of some service? But if you just, it just needs us, we will need him, but because of our need of him, he gives us his opportunity.
Why they cannot give us on a hand? Oh, the whistle is blown.
What will you say to it?
No, I said that Oliver has to open the door and stick his head in and shout.
I just women and the men and all that broke. Common calamity. You know what happened. And I imagine after Baba passed away, the barriers between the women and common calamity. You know what happened. You know, there are many political parties and all that. When there is a common calamity in the country, all come together on the same platform.
What were the barriers?
This wall. Can you see the wall running right across?
Why was it there?
Men and women, we have nothing to do. Nothing wrong. We were there, we were happy to be, and they were there. We didn't mingle, you see, freely. As we mingle now, wasn't there. But 1 year exactly to the date and time that he dropped his body, on 31st January 1968, he led us there on his own.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know that he was going to drop his body on 31st January at this hour. He led us there and says, "I want you all now. Address Mera and Mera will address you." So that's how it happened on 31st January 1968,
mm-hmm.
midday time, about 12:15, 12:30 it was, when we were led there.
Mm-hmm.
So we called out Mera, "Jai Baba," and she says, "Jai Baba," and so forth. And the women there, all, we all exchanged.
Mm-hmm.
Just that little bit. Nothing more than that. Again, a year passed by. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
After it was a common calamity then for us all. We got together. Then we started mingling in the sense that, well, here's Baba's body, we get this done, this does, this does. Let us take Baba's body there, what he has said, what do? We go to Pune, see the people who were told to come to him, and so forth. There are many things. But then there came a time, say after 4 or 5 months of that, we could find time to be together, Mani, Rana, Gare, Nehru, and others. Not Mehra was not there. So they will see. And we started talking about, just as we are talking now, about Baba, remembering him and all that. So this was all the time a thorn in my flesh. And I said, "By the way, how come that he always remembered your love for him? What sort of love was there that you all were loving him with?" So I told them that, well, he would always taunt us like that, that if we were to love him as women love, we wouldn't be suffering and all this wouldn't be there. "So what sort of love you all were loving?" And then Mani looked at me and said, "What? He told you that?" I said, "Yeah, about 3-4 times he has said this." And I got so exasperated, I one day told him, "Why don't you take a woman's form and then you will taste our love?" He says, "No." And I said, "Well, what's the matter?" "We remember he always used to taunt us about men's love. If we were to love like men love, then there will be all the squabble or anything of that sort in our sector." "So he told you that?" I said, "Yeah, he always used to tell us that. Point to us the way you love." So then she said that he would point to us the way you all love. That's his joke, that's his trick that he would play with us. That is his humanness. Good psychologist, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, very good.
You're doing this all the time you were with Baba.
You're
like
to compare notes. No. Except I still remember in the later years after Baba's accident, money would be sent to me to collect information. You know, when money started writing family letters.
Mm.
You'll find, I don't know whether Billy will publish her letter that
yes.
She has called the, she has called it, what is Operation Topsy?
I think he worked on it as well.
Is it? It is. Oh, good then. You'll find a variation there. That was quite different. Money used to write to Billy Eaton. I don't know whether you all know Billy Eaton. Have you all heard of him?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In
New York.
Megan, her name is, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. So, very close to Baba and all that. There are many people there, you see, who were very close. They had come so close to Baba, except that they didn't live with Baba, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So money would freely correspond, and she has the collection of all those letters, wherein the women's side, you see, was reported there. Well, just not reported, but it was there. See, they would exchange notes and daily bills and this happened that. Only after Baba met with that serious accident, then what happened was that money came into the picture that she had to report to the whole family of Baba lovers. Now the family has increased there, you see, has grown. And spread out, so what to do? So Fred Ella came into the picture then. And then Mani used to send out the copy of the family letter, she called it, for the family. So she would send that letter and Fred Ella would spread it out. They are known as 82 family letters.
Mm-hmm.
Altogether, she could write 82 family letters during that period, you see. Beautiful, mm-hmm. It's a compilation of much information. So at that time, Baba told me to help her with information, just as I now help Heather write that friend's letter, something that comes to my mind, that to give her and all that. That's how, only for that purpose, that we could sit together and work out things like that, and that's how it was.
Otherwise, you had no contact.
No contact, nothing, nothing.
Hmm.
Even money can tell you all, you see, and what to do, you see, our attitude was, at Baba like that. Long back I'd heard that. So he started harping this, you know, whenever we'd go out on a long mass tour and all that. It was all in India, it was right. Now if he's going out for the first time to the West now after having given me the responsibility to take his body there, and I'm sitting in Bombay at this place where Baba is there, at the flat there. And he says, remember, we are about to leave now the next day early morning for the flight to New York. So if you remember, when I die, see that my body is brought here. I
this
said,
is
yeah?
52.
This is 56. I said, yeah. Then all of a sudden I get a thought. I said, suppose if something happens, why is it harping on this? Something might happen and it's a great responsibility. And, you know, my life spent with him was being mindful of the responsibility. No love, nothing, no faith, nothing is there. Just the responsibility, the duty. So that's how it is. So I said, all of a sudden a thought occurred to me, I said, by the way, something were to happen and something happens and plane breaks down and we are in Timbuktu and there's nothing to help me to take your body. What should I do in that case? I'm asking him that. I said, try your best to get it there. I said, yeah, but after trying my best, then what to do? How can I do? I can carry your body for some days, but then what is to be done? What, so under such dire circumstances, what you have to do, he says, cremate my body and take the remains, whatever remains there, the ashes, to the tomb. So, but remember to play the game, begin. I said, then he tells me, he comes to my rescue and says, have you ever heard that? I said, no, I don't know. So how will you do it? So that's what I'm wondering. So then what he tells, I don't know. Then he left that room, I still remember. I'm sitting still. Next day you're going to the States now on a world tour. And I'm sitting now. What a thought, you know, to go on a world tour with this. So I'm wondering. So in the meantime, Baba and Mani enter the hall. And he says, you haven't heard Begin the Begin? I'm interpreting and also saying no. You know, when he tells, so I have to speak loudly. So I speak out loudly, you haven't heard Begin the Begin? I said, no, Baba. is money you say to him. Kansas City and money report. I don't know, I don't remember that, but he never looked at me once. As if I was staying in his ears. You see, that was our attitude. You follow?
No. Baba never looked at her.
No, no, I didn't look at her. I'm just sitting totally oblivious to her saying.
Uh-huh.
It's all coming to my ears. And he told me to hear. Mm-hmm. Hear her saying. Mm-hmm. He didn't tell me to look at her and sing.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, hear the thing. So I'm just sitting there. And she is just singing in my ears. It's like this. After she finished, she went away without a word exchange. So Baba comes and asks her, so did you hear it? I said, yeah, but how can I remember it? I remember the tune, but I can read it out if I have some script or something like that. He says, oh, that's right, Baba. So, yeah. He says, then he told Mani to type out the song. I still have the type page. So if something happens, read that out. That's what he said. So I'm just giving a picture of our attitude with the women at the time. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it all comes up.
Where did the record come from that you played?
Cole Porter. So, from the States it came. It had States for England, I forget now. Money knows that. They used to play this. For us, all this didn't occur here. It was the women's quarters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Music
and novels and Rexed Out and what do you call that? What's the trilogy or all this is there, that's right. Oh. Here.
Work.
Oh, here there was work. Yeah. Here all the correspondence would come, all the replies, the reports and the interviews and all this would be here. Women had nothing to do with that. So one of the grudges was that they have a good time and you don't have any time. Yeah, that's how it is. They all play there and all work here. But what have we done for all work like this? You see, that's how it is. So these are the things. All comfort there and what have we done? No comfort here. It's like that.
Mm.
Why are they being treated preferentially? What have we done? That was the question all the time. Nothing more. There's nothing other than just this simple childish thought, you see, that's all.
Yeah.
Day in and day out, month after month, year after year, decades after decades, it goes.
Never saw Mary at all.
No.
Ever?
No. No, we didn't. Because I used to drive them, I used to take them. Every time there would be a curse in there. You see?
You never saw Mary?
No, no. No.
Huh?
We couldn't even speak loudly. We couldn't even speak loudly, you see, so that our voice, now I'm sitting in the car, I'm driving and Baba is by my side and the women are at the back, there's a curtain there. So after the curtain is put, then either Mera enters or I enter. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
Until there, when they are entering, I just sit. Maybe I have not to look back on this. While I'm driving the bus, they are all inside, but there's a sliding door, Baba would slide the window there and then speak to me and all that. Nothing to do with that. That's how. We had nothing to do with them. So what? We have nothing to do with them. Nothing to do. That's how it was. The mental attitude got developed, you see. We have nothing to do with them. What have we to do with them? We have Baba with them. Yes. Well, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Have
your attitude
changed any? Well, it has changed into quite a diametrically opposite. But, well, we have to take all care of them. It has given a quantum leap. As Robert would say.
So was their life a life of all fun?
Huh?
Was their life a life of all fun?
Their life?
Yes.
No. I know it. But that's the attitude, you see.
Yeah.
Because anything would come, Baba would say, send all the sweets there. Send all the fruits there. Anything that would be there, he created that atmosphere.
77, when my Rabia was just born.
To beloved Baba's wish that Baba's dear ones in Pune should not disturb him on the day of his arrival or on any day of his stay in Pune was again emphatically explained to one and all. That date was 14th March 1961. From Francis Babazon. 1961, and God again took birth. into this world he holds upon his palm. His word unto the earth shall rise to him as man's dear grateful psalm. Letter from Aaron's 27th, February 1961, to Marwan. The Baba will not see anyone in Pune on the day of his arrival or during his stay in Gurprasad. No one should try to be at Gurprasad or at Bungard to secure contact Baba. Baba wants you all to keep him absolutely undisturbed to such an extent that no one should try to contact even a mandalay at the gates of Gurprasad. Beloved Baba is so strict about the observance of his wish that he has decided not to call even Marwan, Merji, Jalbai, Bairam and his families, or K.K. Ramakrishna or other workers to Gurprasad. Therefore, it should be clearly obvious to all his lovers in Pune who are not directly concerned with Gurprasad household that they should take greater care to keep Baba absolutely undisturbed and not send any messages or requests of any kind or send offerings. However, it is not impossible that later on Baba might, on his own, see anyone individually or collectively in Pune. But Baba wishes me to clearly emphasize that this should be entirely with his own mood and will. Adi is going to Bombay 29th, January 1961 for a week. 1961, P. K. Chavan, C-H-A-V-A-N. Some report about him is observing fast, 21 days fast. P. K. Chavan is employed in the Yarada Central Printing Press. He was on observed a fast, 1961, 26th November, 1960, from Erich. Please also inform the cancellation of the meeting to dear Dadi Kerwal and that beloved Baba has canceled the 4th December meeting definitely because of his health, which is not at all good. From Adi, circular letter, November 25th, 1960. Dear brother, as expressly wished by beloved Baba, I am confirming the glad tidings of the Festival of Love, quotation marks, celebrated this month at about 10 different places in the district of Hamirpur's neighborhood. Beloved Baba wants all his lovers to note the state of affairs of Baba work in Hamirpur, which because of their unity and Baba's love and cooperation in work, has resulted in such Baba Mela. Since Baba has often said that it's not the wealth in the pocket, but the wealth in the heart that truly counts. Baba says, continue, therefore Baba wants you all, dear ones of the place and of the neighborhood, to come together as one heart in the service of the one who is the one, who is one without a second. Baba says that when his workers will achieve this unity of heart and coordination in work with one pointedness in the one cause of truth, then there can be similar Baba Melas in all parts of India. In the meanwhile, Baba wants each of his lovers to shed all prejudice and realize one's own responsibility, to appreciate the responsibility. Responsibility of all Baba workers, and strive to bring all hearts and hands of the Baba family together, flocking more closely as the sheep of the one and only shepherd. Baba says that only when all his lovers in each place stand together in one block, which is neither high nor low, nor long nor short, can they achieve results worthy of their common aim and the cause of their beloved. This letter has been sent to you with Baba's wish. A letter to Marji, 23rd November, 16. Baba wants you to bring Benjo and Adi direct to Amanagar from Bombay on 28th, after a couple of hours halt at Pune for lunch. Drop Adi Jr. at Ferocious on 28th and proceed to Mahabad with Benjo on your arrival in Nagar. Baba wants to see them 29th November at 9 a.m. sharp and Adi Jr. on 29th afternoon. 1960. On 19th November 1960, Baba cabled, despite bad health, Baba welcomes Benjo, see Baba Marzat 5 days from 1st December, according to schedule. Also bring Adi as fixed love money. Benjo will be staying at Mahabad from 29th evening till 6th evening. On 7th morning, Nariman will take them on to the Ellora trip as planned till the 9th. On 10th morning, Nariman will drive them direct to Bombay, where Meraji will lodge them in a hotel. Till their date of departure, they may go traveling also December 18th at 1 a.m. Adi Jr., who is accompanying Benjo, should be dropped at Ferocious on the way to Mahabad on 29th evening. 25th October 1960, Baba not to arrive in Amanagar. To be of some help to Eric in his work for Baba's cause. Autographed copy of Stay With God given to Sadashiv Patel, Soman, D.S. Boxer, Sardaraste, Nalini Gadakar, my son Patwardhan, Jesu Wallace Ramakrishna, given by Francis, 1960. On September 22nd, 1960, Baba was in a mood to hear the complete speech of Dear Soman on Lord Muhammad for Eid Milad Day. Who was it composed by? Baba would often gesture, very good, very good. Baba was pleased and wanted Ramakrishna to inform Soman. This Patwardhan who sang before Baba was Sardaraste's contact through him. Baba was remembering him on 17th September morning. He came with his wife and family to sing before Baba and Guru Prasad, and Baba wanted Ramakrishna to inform him that as he remembers Patwardhan this morning in his seclusion, it behooves them to remain in touch with him. He had also come to Bun Garden for the farewell when Baba left. Francis, on 31st August 59, once said, Krishna was Jesus before him. Meher Baba is both of them now, and whoever cannot believe this hasn't got the brains of a cow. It was written 31st August 59, letter from Eric to somebody. To Jashan in Pune. Okay. 18th July 1959, 5:30 p.m. Baba said to the Kilnani couple, I am in everybody's heart, but I am sleeping there. It is my old habit. In order to awaken me, you should always cry Baba, Baba, Baba continuously. Then I, who am asleep in your heart, will not... Wait a minute. I am in everybody's heart, but I am sleeping there. It is my old habit. In order to awaken me, you should always call out to me and say Baba, Baba, Baba continuously. Then I, who am asleep in your heart, will not find any pleasure in remaining asleep. Let alone sleep, I shall not find time even to doze. I shall then slowly be awakened in your heart by hearing your constant call. You are taking my name constantly. Once I am awake in your heart, you too would awake and remain awake for all time. Therefore, repeat my name constantly and awake me in your heart so that you become awake for all time. To Kilnani couple, 18th July 1959, 5:30 p.m. Letter, 31st July 1960. The Nilkantwala Musk left Marizad with Kumar on 28th of this month, 28th July 1960. The Musk stayed for a full 15 days. Both of them left Bombay on 29th for Hardwar. See, Baba reached Marizad on 20th June by 10:45 a.m. 1960. 5th June 1960. List of persons called on 5th June 1960. Captain Raj Gopal, Yogi Bharati, Sri Harjiwan Lal, Kade Singh, Kanti Lal Shah, Sri Desai Kolapur, Govind Joshi, Rajab Kuranwand, Arjun Vaswani of Kirti, Sri Sharma and his mother Puna, Pilamai Iranian family, Nari contractor and wife, Sunamasi, Swami Anand with one Australian and one Scotsman, Sri Aparal, Vice Chancellor, Nagu Irani and Ravi, Sri Patel of Narasai and his friend, Sri Chain. C-H-A-I-N-A-I-A-N-I and friend from Secunderbund. Sri Saraf, S-A-R-A-F, civil judge. Sri Sakurani from Singapore. Jagannath Maharaj. Sri Wad with his sons, W-A-D. Jajuji. Pali Umriga and wife. Maniben Parekh. Sri Rane and family. Professor from NCL, Niranjan Singh. Proprietor Santosh Bhuvan. Inspector Scott. Adi Daswala, members of Nagar Bhajan Mandali, Takabad Das Dua from Marabad, Ramaji Sata, Ali Akbar Alaba, Adi Kirani. Myself of Kurundwan, Yashwant Baravavke, about 50 people on 5th June 1960. Yogi Shudanand Bharati arriving Saturday, 4 p.m., 4th June 1960. Leaving on 5th after he meets Baba and after Darshan Palooza is over. Baba will meet him on 5th morning at 7:30 sharp before the Darshan starts. That's June 5th, 1960. See, my dear Bhagwan Das, he wrote a poem and on the morning of April 5th, 1960, Erich read a poem to Baba Baba was pleased with him and wishes him to come to Guru Prasad on Sunday, 17th April 1960 at 8:30 a.m. That's somebody, Bhagwan Das, from Pune. There was a Qawwali program on April 10th, 1960 from 2 to 6 p.m.